It's 8:14 now. Good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher. Joining me now in the studio, while dealing with one of the busiest weeks of the year, is Summit County Sheriff Justin Martinez. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie.
So anything in particular Sheriff's Department doing this week just to deal with number of people in town?
You know, nothing specific. We're going to obviously respond to calls for services as they come in. But as of right now, there's really nothing special enforcement that we're doing or any additional patrols that we have planned. As of right now, I hate saying it. I don't even want to use the Q word, but it's pretty quiet out there. So hopefully it stays that way.
Okay. And I noticed here in town, we've got Park City police officers kind of parked near intersections with their light flashing. Are you doing something similar there in the basin?
We're not doing something along those lines. As far as resources go, you know, I've got the Colville, Camas, Hennifer area. So my resources are spread a little bit thinner. They're not as congested as Park City has that ability to do that. However, we are in cooperation with UDOT for the lights and hopefully keeping traffic moving out of 224 and 248. And then if necessary, we can respond to intersections to help if necessary.
Yeah. So we have that traffic control center underway, huh?
Yeah. That is when we merged the dispatch center between Park City and Summit County, Park City had a genius idea of putting the traffic center in their old dispatch center. And it's really going to, I think, help alleviate congestion during the peak hour, especially during Sundance and other events that come to town.
Yeah. Again, with that traffic control center, is it UDOT operating the signals or is it actually a traffic person, you know, working for the...
Actually, it's UDOT. So what we'll do during those peak hours, in particular, for example, Sundance, we will have representatives from the Sheriff's Office, Park City Police, UDOT, and we'll be able to look at the algorithms and you know, that the lights are set up to get as much people as going as possible. But we will have the ability to override those systems and keep lights open for longer to get traffic moving out a little bit faster.
Okay. In terms of staffing, I mean, it's, of course, people don't necessarily want to work a holiday, but you got to. So how do you figure that out?
At the traffic center or just at the sheriff's office?
Sheriff's office, yeah.
So that's just their normal routine rotation, that they happen to fall on their days that they work. And it just happens to be when their day to work falls on the holiday, they're expected to work. Now, we pay them holiday pay as well.
Okay.
But short of that, we don't have extra staff. Our job is 24/7, 365. We have our schedules in advance a whole year. So we have a pretty good idea of what holidays we may or may not have to work.
Mm-hmm. Do you need to bring on overtime or, you know, additional staffing for busy times like this?
For busy times, we do have some additional overtime shifts that we post. And those, quite frankly, we actually get a lot of people that are willing to sign up for those. We do have some overtime shifts, such as Walmart has overtime requests for Christmas, for New Year's, when we did Thanksgiving, Black Friday. The Tanger Outlets request overtime. So we do have, for those events, we have some additional personnel on duty. And in addition to just regular patrol work, during these peak seasons, yes, we have to have a little bit more help. We put out the request for sign up, and it's usually a first come, first serve, and they jump all over it.
So large retailers then pay to have what, plain clothes?
Security,
officers?
Yeah, because especially during the holiday seasons, there's obviously a lot of theft. There's thefts in the parking lot, there's shoplifting, and for them to pay for a law enforcement presence, I think their cost-benefit analysis is that it will reduce crime, it will reduce shoplifting, so they're willing to pay for it for those peak seasons as well.
Oh, so is it somebody in uniform as opposed to just walking around plain clothes?
Yeah, it's in uniform. They want the full presence. They want the patients to see that there is law enforcement there. If they're looking to do anything nefarious, they might want to think twice.
Okay. Earlier this month, Summit County Council approved a budget. Part of that, I think the biggest increase came from the Sheriff's Department.
Correct.
There. They agreed to hire 3 new patrol officers?
That is correct. So what originally came out is that I had asked for 9. I'd asked for 9 new positions. knowing that that really wasn't going to happen, that's a little bit unfair just to drop that in their lap. But more than anything, I wanted to have the conversation that we are in desperate need of personnel. We have not had a new hire, and we're talking the patrol side, in about 10 years. Obviously, the community is continuing to grow, but we as law enforcement have not grown. So when I put in that request, I knew that was really more of a let's have the conversation in the future. When they came back through the budget committee, they approved 4 new patrol deputies. Then it went on, there's multiple processes. One of the processes, it was reduced down to 2. I'm looking at revamping the whole patrol, the scheduling, going from 12s to 10s. I can't do it with 2. So I went back to the council at this point and said, let me go through my budget. I think I can come up with 1 more if I cut a few more thousands of dollars out of my budget and reapply it to another deputy. Will you fund the 4th deputy? And we were able to come to an agreement where if I came to the table with an additional personnel, they would fund the 4th one.
So basically, with having that many, you won't need as many working overtime, and that savings then would pay for a full-time year-round person.
In theory, that would be the concept, is that I will have, with the 10-hour shifts, right now with the 12, you have 6 on and 6 off. There is no overlapping. With the 10-hour shifts, especially during the peak evening hours up until about midnight, I'll have overlapping shifts. And those overlapping shifts will be the afternoon going off and the graveyards coming on, which will provide me more personnel out there on the roads. With all that being said, special events don't operate always on our time frame. So there may always still be a need to have some overtime. But generally speaking, that extra personnel should really alleviate a lot of our pressure.
Yeah. So
I'm very thankful to the council for that and the county manager.
So now that you have the approval, how difficult is it to fill those positions? Because there's a national report saying
Absolutely.
That the number of people wanting to go into law enforcement is dropping off.
It's dwindling. And not only nationally, but at a state level, we used to have a tier one retirement system, the system that I'm in. 20 years, you work in the system and you get 50% of your wage for life. That's your retirement. And the longer you stay in, the more percentage you earn. And now they have changed that. The state retirement for the new officers coming on board and firefighters, anybody in public safety, is a 35% at 25 years. So you're having to work 5 more years for less. So what a lot of jurisdictions are doing is they're closing the gap. They're willing to put money into a separate account, which will be equivalent to a 20-year 50% retirement. We don't have that just right now. But yes, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. We are currently recruiting. We are willing to put people through the police academy. I'm always looking to hire locals. So if anybody out there is thinking about law enforcement, please come talk to us, come do a ride along, and the right person, we're willing to pay to put them through the police academy.
Is it a little bit easier here given that the amount of crime we see? I mean, it's not even a Salt Lake City kind of crime scene, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. But what we have here, you get and maybe I'm a good example of this. When I was new into law enforcement, you're young and you're energetic and you're going to save the world and you just want to go and go and go and you like the chase, you like the excitement. You know, for that brand new young officer, sometimes it's hard to find that officer that can meet this lifestyle, because especially in Summit County, we have the west side, which is, a little more affluent, and the east side, which is the more agrarian agriculture, the original homesteaders. You've got to have a diversified personality to work with the two different communities. So it makes it a little more difficult, the cost of living to live up here in this community. You know, there's some obstacles, some barriers that I have to overcome, but we do find enough people that I think will be able to fill those positions. I mean, not immediately, but within months of January.
Okay. Finally, I wanted to ask you, just we've been reporting on a number of auto thefts and burglaries. What's going on?
You know, that is a very interesting question, because we've been talking about this at command staff. And we've increased our patrols. We're in the neighborhoods. We're out and about. But I think what it's really coming down to, and I never want to put the blame on the victims, but a lot of these vehicle burgs and stolen vehicles were left running, doors open. items left in plain view that the violators were just breaking in and basically a smash and grab or open the door, take the car and go. It's unfortunate that there are people out there looking to do that. We've had a few thefts from UPS, people following the UPS, FedEx drivers around, stealing packages off the front porch. It's just, this is supposed to be the time of season when we're rejoiced, we're thankful, and we have people out there that are always looking to take advantage, which is very unfortunate. So we've increased our patrols. We're talking with Park City and how we can, you know, coordinate together with our efforts to stop this.
Yeah. Have you caught anybody?
We haven't yet. Let me take that back. We've recovered a stolen vehicle with a bunch of stolen items in it. We still have not identified everything in those vehicles as to who they belong to. And that one happened to just sort of be I don't want to say a fluke because we were out there being proactive, but it just fell into our lap and we were able to recover some items and recover the vehicle and return it back. But I there's a lot coming up just from the valley. They come up, they do their thefts, and they jump over the hill and they're gone.
Yeah, and I think I read one of the reports where people stealing it, finding a debit card,
yes,
and just having a heyday.
Yeah. That one, we had a situation where it was at the run amok, and some individuals were breaking into cars, stealing the credit cards and debit cards, and going right over to Walmart, and they were charging them right off the bat. And, you know, there's always going to be that delay. By the time that, you know, you get back to your car after walking your dog, it's been maybe a half hour to an hour, and then you realize something's wrong, then they report it. They've got an hour ahead of us. So by the time we realize they're at Walmart, now we head to that store, they're gone.
Yeah.
It's a game of cat and mouse.
Yeah. So, I mean, what can citizens do? I mean, certainly lock your car, but in some cases, I mean, they're just breaking the windows anyway, huh?
It is. And in a situation like that, you know, you always want to make it as hard as possible on these individuals that are trying to commit crimes. And so you can lock your cars, you can roll up your windows. But if there weren't credit cards in the car, you know, if they're doing smash and grab, you know, maybe go one step further and take your wallet, your purse, and put it in the glove box. Put it in a locked area, or I know it's not the most convenient, leave it at home or take it with you on the trail. We always just want to try to, we don't want to live in a society where we can't do anything, but, you know, the best you can, protect yourself. And don't be a victim if at all possible. Take your credit cards with you. And that's the unfortunate part. They can use, by the time we catch up to them, they've charged thousands of dollars.
Okay. Anything else you want to let people know?
No. You know, with this weather moving in, you know, extra caution, drive safe out there. The new DUI law goes in effect in a couple days. And just, you know, drink responsibly and get a driver.
Okay. Justin, thanks.
Thanks, Leslie.
Summit County Sheriff Justin Martinez. You're listening to the Local News Hour on KPCW.